everybody, and welcome to the Nerd Dump Podcast, where we're going to be talking about everybody's favorite ever comic book movie, The Justice League. If you have seen the reviews for it, it is currently, last time I checked at least, sitting at a 39% on Rotten Tomatoes, and we're going to be talking about what we all saw it, all three of us, and I'm Cody, by the way. I have with me Steven.
Hi.
And then over here is Brenda.
Hello.
And you're going to have to speak up because you're sitting far away.
Or scoot forward. Join the group.
But we're going to be talking about our opinions of the movie, if we feel like it deserves all the hate it's getting. And probably what we want to see next, what we wish we would have seen from this movie if we didn't like it. Things along that line. But of course, as always, this is a spoiler full review. So if you have not yet seen the movie, please stop listening now. If you're in this house and you have not seen the movie, please plug your ears, because we're going to be spoiling all of it.
All right. There's not really much to spoil.
Right. There's a little bit. I'm going to spoil it.
Well, the only thing that would have been even remotely a spoilish type thing, like everybody knew was going to happen.
Right. But yeah. So now is your chance to leave.
Are you gone? I can't hear you. I think you're gone. Okay. Whatever, we're just going to go on with this.
So, Justice League is based off of a DC comic book.
Lies!
Called Justice League. Of course, we've got our founding members that we've already seen before in the past DCEU movies. We have Batman. We have Wonder Woman.
Uh-huh.
We have The Flash, who we've seen both in CCTV footage as well as in time travel version of him trying to warn Batman, and that little bit we saw of him in Suicide Squad where he's catching Captain Boomerang.
I honestly don't even remember that.
Yeah. We have Aquaman, who we've only really seen in blurry underwater footage up until this point. And we have
Cyborg,
yes.
Who was in pieces in a video.
Yes. And screaming, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Dying.
And that makes up your key beginning of the movie Justice League. Basically, the first, what would you say, 40 minutes of the movie is recruiting people?
Probably.
Well, I mean, well, yeah, I guess.
Little story. Because
they're like recruiting, but then after the... I'm trying to remember. Was that after the first box was stolen that they started talking about all the different things, or while they're trying to find the boxes?
If I remember correctly...
Because it was Amazon's box that got stolen first.
Yes. Batman was already trying to recruit people before the boxes were stolen.
And it was kind of going nowhere.
Yeah, but then once the boxes got stolen... Yeah,
that's when they're like, oh, crap.
It started very Snydery, very dark. Yeah. Batman was being like a creepy bat. It was all... darkness.
Where is she? It actually started with a reshoot thing, though, to be fair, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It started with Superman on video.
Super CG'd.
With a CG mustache. Yeah, CG missing mustache.
Super crappy looking.
Yeah, and I think they made it fuzzy to try to hide up the fact that...
Which made it look worse.
Yeah, that they CG'd out his mustache.
Giving it made a speech him about all look CG. For a second, yeah. I thought the whole thing was CG.
It did look really bad. But yeah. So... Steppenwolf is our bad guy in this movie.
He looked horrible.
He was completely CG.
I kept waiting the whole time when he was talking about, you know, mother this, mother that. I was like, all he needs to do is say, mother Martha. And then, like, Batman and Superman, like, instantly on his side.
Oh, dang, I didn't think of that.
I kept waiting for a joke into that.
Right.
Just something about Martha and that being, like, her mom's name. Like, that's dumb.
Now, they're... There's, obviously he's talking to the mother boxes.
Yeah.
Which are the MacGuffins of the DCEU, it seems like. Basically, they can do whatever you want them to do type things. They're an unlimited power source / teleporter / sentient existing box.
That has made Cyborg as well.
Right, yeah. Which is... Similar things have happened with the mother boxes in comics and stuff, but nothing. I can't think of anything that I wish if Cameron was here, he'd know. Cameron knows the DC better than I do. But he's not, because he hasn't seen Justice League yet.
So, and he might be dead. I don't know. I need to check on his body.
Time travel.
That too. I'm going to time travel them somewhere.
I lost. I forget. You lost them in the time stream is what the future you told me.
I can't remember all the different timelines. I jump around too much.
But Justice League just came out here in this timeline. So, basically the story goes, bad guy gets all the mother boxes, good guys go, oh boy, we better resurrect Superman.
Which, you know, that, in all honesty, I didn't have a huge problem with very much of this movie.
Right.
Because the things that most people complain about are one of the reasons I like the movie.
Right.
But, yeah, I didn't understand why Superman didn't just naturally regenerate like he did in the comics. It's like
it almost felt like the movie had probably an outline from the other movie, and they were foreshadowing that he was still alive because they did the hovering dirt at the end of one of the other, I think it was Batman versus Superman. Hovering dirt to hint that he's still alive. Just that was to completely recharge. Unnecessary.
Yeah,
they didn't need that at all. No. In this movie, he was dead.
Yeah, he was legit actually dead, and they used magic science to bring him back from the dead.
So, yeah, I felt like that was...
That was strange.
I mean, that was one example.
Yeah, that's really the only thing I can just straight up say that I thought was stupid. Mm. Because, I mean, I know that Superman died in the comic books, and
they
went through that whole dark time in DC where they're like, oh, let's make him into two Supermen, and let's do this stupid crap, and oh, let's do other weird things, and then, you know.
Right.
Well, and I thought that, and then Cyborg. I felt like Cyborg was another one of those where they foreshadowed him in Batman versus Superman, because they had the video of him and stuff. Right. But I thought it would have been, if this had been the plan all along, which I don't think it was, I think that they made changes. Cyborg should not have been foreshadowed.
Right.
His character would have made so much more sense in this movie.
Especially since at the very beginning of the movie they say Victor Stone is dead. So why would they be looking for him if they think he's dead? Like Batman and Wonder Woman think he's dead.
And the computer, you know, he's master of computers and stuff. He could have deleted himself easily.
Yep.
Yet somehow they know about him. But then what really gets me is the fact that his dad, which I'm not good with names, had the box. And so that could have been what made him join the team all along. Like that could have been a really neat way to introduce him and not so deus machina. We also wanted him. And it so happens that his dad had the box the whole time.
Right.
Could have just been, we were just looking for the box and we found Cyborg.
Right.
Yeah. And it probably would have made more sense.
Mm-hmm. I think it would have flowed a lot better. But that's what makes me think they've made some changes.
Yeah, well, there's been news that came out that they reshot a lot, or they reshot some new scenes for Cyborg, specifically, because apparently the first time everyone watched it, they're like, oh, that guy's just way too depressing, so they reshot a bunch of his stuff, is my understanding, to add in jokes, and
between him and the Flash, which make were him nice.
Seem like he's not about to kill himself at constantly. Every constant moment. Because at the beginning, he's a very depressed young man.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. Mm-hmm. His body's been taken over by a semi-sentient robotic force, which to me is something like the concept of a robotic thing that's taking over and controls your body every now and then shouldn't be a cyborg trait. They should have held off for a Blue Beetle. Yeah. For that, but that's a different topic altogether. But overall, let's real quick at the very beginning let's all do a overall what we thought of the movie. I want to see where we feel like this movie was ranking wise compared to whatever. Like, did you like the movie? Did you hate the movie? Is it just a meh?
I thought it was all right. I thought it wasn't as good as Wonder Woman, but it's much better than Batman v Superman and Superman. But that bar was set so low. Mm. But that was an alright movie. It was something I'd be okay to watch again, so that's saying something.
Right. I actually liked it. I actually don't understand why it has such bad reviews. I mean, the CG was awful. throughout almost the entire movie, including mustache removal for some reason, which you think would not be very hard. But they made it look like Henry Cavill had a kind of like a hair lip for a lot of it. Like his really upper lip was way too high. I don't know. CG was bad. Some of the jokes were weird.
But not as bad as some other movies. Not right. Taking you out jokes. Jokes yeah. That took you out of it.
Yeah, I like this movie.
Like Flash falling after.
Yeah, that was funny.
Everywhere.
I actually prefer this movie over almost all the other movies that came out this year. Like, I like Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and I like Spider-Man Homecoming. I would probably put this above Thor Ragnarok for me, though.
Oh, I think I enjoyed Thor Ragnarok more than this.
I think there were too many. For me, there were too many jokes in Thor Ragnarok. This See, had just
and I thought it was great. Yeah. I thought it was great. Which is kind of funny because you like stupid comedy stuff
right.
a lot. So you like things that are ridiculously funny, and I don't.
Yeah.
So the fact that I thought it was just right for the jokes
right.
on Thor Ragnarok, which, I mean, we've already explained all that in a prior episode.
Go back and listen to the episode entitled Planet Thor.
Yeah.
If you want to hear that.
But I actually did really, really enjoy this movie
mm-hmm.
as a whole. Mostly because I enjoyed Flash's character.
Oh, yeah.
And mostly because Batman wasn't Batman. Batman was getting his butt handed to him left and right.
Yes.
Which was great.
Which is what
and
needs
to happen.
And he kept
shooting
in a Justice League
movie. He was shooting people with guns. I loved it. Which I'm sure is two things that people didn't like. That Batman was getting beat up like crazy. And he kept using guns. Right. Like, I know that that's not Batman, and I know that that's probably a huge reason people were complaining about the movie and talking bad about it.
We got our Batman versus Superman fight, but this time Superman won.
Right.
Just to even the score.
Yeah, really easily.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, Batman was feeling bad because he's like, I pretty much killed Superman.
Right.
That's all my fault.
Yeah, but how ridiculous was that, though, where it's like, at any cost, we'll bring him back. Well, what if he comes back, like, evil? Because he's going to come back different.
He did come back evil.
It's okay.
Basically. He came back more neutral, having no idea what was going on. And then when Cyborg's body decided to attack him, that's when he's like, you know what, I'll just murder all you guys.
Yeah.
Which was fun. And I do like that they show how big a difference of power level Superman is compared to the rest of the Justice League. Even though I feel like Wonder Woman and Superman should be closer to the same power.
Yeah.
But in that fight scene especially, you see how much Superman really doesn't need anyone else's help in this. You know?
I still felt like it was a little disconjointed how powerful Wonder Woman was. Because the previous Wonder Woman movie...
But she's found out she's a god, and she's probably had time to develop more powers and actually realize that she can do pretty much anything she wants.
When I think about it, I get it. It's right. just, in the moment, watching the movie, I'm like, whoa, this is really confusing. Yeah. All of a sudden...
Maybe they should add a Wonder Woman 2 before hitting on Justice League.
There probably been at least some buildup of, like, yeah, she's been training. Maybe Batman could have hinted at that she's been out, but it just... Like, she disappeared, and then she all of a sudden was reappearing and was super amazing.
But, I mean, okay, World War II.
World War One.
Yeah, so World War One. Until present day. Yes. She's had tons of time to get stronger.
Yeah,
which I get. It's just, I didn't feel like the movie.
Oh, right. See, and I didn't even think about that. I was just like, she's finally understands her godlike powers now. Right. That's all I even thought about it. I didn't give two thoughts to it, in all honesty. But
I just remember being like, whoa, wow, she's moving really fast and doing a lot of ability. Oh, okay, I guess we're to that point now.
Yep.
It kind of made me feel like, it actually kind of pulled me out in a moment where I'm like, oh, what's Snyder done to Wonder Woman?
Well, the only thing that bothers me about that is the fact that we've seen Wonder Woman fight in the modern time against Doomsday.
Oh, true.
And she didn't pull out all that stuff then.
No.
Maybe that, because it just...
That could be... But, you know, that movie came out before the Wonder Woman movie.
Exactly.
So then it's like, oh, okay, now she's way more powerful. It's like, wait a second. Unless she was pulling her punches because she didn't know how the others were, because she'd not fought with them yet.
Right. Who knows?
Kind of like the Amazons were a lot skinkier
in modern times.
In modern times. Let's wear bikini tops instead of, you know,
honestly,
actual armor.
I couldn't tell you what any of them were wearing other than the ones that looked like they were like the forge bearers where they had like the hammers to knock out the pillars, which if you're working in a forge or if you're working anywhere where it's going to be a lot hotter, you're going to wear a lot less. But those are the only ones that I noticed that were wearing less. I didn't pay attention.
That's something I've noticed is a lot of, including myself, men don't notice that the armor is any different.
Yeah,
every woman I've talked to has noticed and like, oh, that's horrible armor in comparison to the Wonder Woman movie.
It's not real armor. That's what is offensive. It's like, that's not... Why did you have to dress them like that?
I've seen the two pictures of the Wonder Woman movie and the Justice League armors next to each other, and I'm like, okay.
This is actually the first time. This is the first time I've actually even heard anyone say anything about it.
Yeah,
I didn't notice.
It's a fairly big thing on Tumblr.
No, I do
Imgur. That's the word.
Okay, well, I don't do those. Yeah. So
it was back in the.
And I've seen a few things on Twitter about it, and I didn't notice until someone pointed it out to me. I'm like, oh, that's weird. And almost every guy I've talked to didn't notice until someone pointed it out.
Even one of the actresses talked about it, and she's like, it's good. It made us feel sexy and beautiful. And it's like, yeah, but this is armor.
Yeah.
You're Amazons. You're not supposed to be about seduction at this.
The Amazons? Mm-hmm. I mean... As fierce as they are and as agile and everything that they are, I don't think they need to worry about armor as much as like their fighting capabilities, because anytime they get hit with anything, whether they have armor or not, they go down.
Yeah, that's true.
So
they're not bulletproof.
Their armor, regardless, is pointless in any of the fights that we've seen with them. I mean, whether they had armor covering their entire body or not, it seems like it was all pointless. So, I mean,
Batman
understand.
Batman was getting wiped away. Maybe he shouldn't wear armor then.
Yeah. See, I don't understand why the Amazons would change their armor.
There is no point.
Yeah,
to
they're an unending force. They never change. That's the point of them. Is they're immortals, so they wouldn't change their armor.
They wouldn't. No.
But yeah, so I don't get it.
I'm sure it was done for sex appeal, which is the sad thing because the guys didn't notice.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I didn't go, these Amazons are hotter. I went, oh, wow, these Amazons are jacked, is what I said.
Yeah, I noticed how ripped they were. I didn't notice that.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get off the Amazons. So a scene I really liked, and I'm going to point this out, because I've talked to Brenda about it already a little bit, and she didn't notice the things I noticed, was the flashback scene to the first time Steppenwolf attacked Earth.
Yeah, I figured you'd love that because there was actually a Green Lantern.
There was a Green Lantern there. Brenda didn't notice.
You didn't notice the Green Lantern?
I was too much thinking about
big
like
green blasts of light flying out.
In my mind, I was like, how in the world did humans, Amazonians, and Atlanteans take out these monsters if even them and their strongest, the Amazon, and their best fighters couldn't do it?
And that's what
did this army?
I explained to Brenda there were lanterns. There was a lantern there, probably just the one for this sector of space. But there were also the old gods were there fighting alongside them. Because
they even said something about it. He's like, I've killed gods before. Yep. He was talking about it, and like they showed the gods shooting lightning out of hands. Yep. And the Green Lantern, after he died, like, you see his ring fly off. Steppenwolf actually watches the ring fly away.
Yeah, she didn't notice. I think she was off thinking about something else at the time.
Commit it to memory.
Yeah. It kind of made, with the lightning guy, who I assume is a god.
Yeah.
Kind of made me think about Captain Marvel, Shazam. Because he has lightning powers like that. I'm wondering if that's going to be one of the sources of his powers. When that comes about, you know? Maybe this is kind of a secret.
I think you're giving them too much credit.
I worry that I am, but I hope I'm not.
I mean, from anything that I've gathered from any of the DC films, if you think that, oh my gosh, they're setting this up for that, no, you're giving them too much credit. They're not that smart.
So far. So
far. I don't know, though, with the hints of Joss Whedon in there.
It is. Joss Whedon's coming in now. And he's good. That's what he
does.
But
the thing is, how much are they letting him actually do?
I don't know.
I assume a lot, considering he left Marvel because of he didn't like how much rules and pressure they put him under, and he went to DC after all of that. I'm betting DC's given him a little bit more.
Would help.
A little bit more.
You would think they would. But as DC has shown, they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, they might have just gave him more money.
Yeah. And he could have said, oh, it's because of the restrictions. Obviously, Marvel's a lot closer to the actual comic books. Yep. So I don't know if, unless he's wanting to do ridiculous stuff that's too far out there for the comics.
Right. He might want to kill him. Like, I want to kill this character. And they go, no, you can't. Joss Whedon's big on killing characters. No, I want to. This character, you know, I don't know that he really wanted Quicksilver.
No, a lot of, I've heard a story that originally it was going to be Hawkeye who was going to die. But then that got leaked, so they changed it to
Quicksilver. Because that was what made sense with the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way it was, showing his family doing all the things.
I mean, that was a little too obvious.
Supposedly they'd even shot that Quicksilver was shot a bunch like that, yes, but did not die. Mm. And then they
fought for that. Being fought over that for a while. Stupidly fast, even saving someone, it's like, he should have been fast enough to not get shot.
Yeah. You'd think that.
And get the others out of there.
Speaking of stupidly fast, we have the Flash now in the DCEU.
Yeah.
Resident Speedster. There were some things I really liked about the Flash and the way his powers worked. Like when they were in line at the... I don't remember what he was in line for. But the guy behind him was yelling at him to speed up.
Oh, in prison. He was going to go see his dad.
That's what it was, yeah. They're in prison and... You just see like a blink and he drew the face on him. I like that. I like that he was able to move real quick and nobody noticed how fast he was moving. But then a lot of the other times whenever he ran fast, there'd be lightning everywhere and everything would catch on fire and stuff.
Yep. That was my issue. I didn't like the lightning because I'm like, that seems really inconvenient indoors. How does he do any of this quick stuff?
Yeah, does he control whether it lightnings or not? I don't understand that. Man.
I didn't understand.
It didn't lightning in prison when he was moving real quick.
Sometimes it was ridiculous.
But when Batman threw a batarang at him, it lightninged everywhere.
Yeah. And he was slowly moving as everything was going fast.
Yep.
Like, I don't know. It was just...
Maybe it's from his perspective that we see
maybe
the lightning.
Only, yeah, maybe only he sees the lightning.
So maybe we have to be...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
The only thing like, I really love the Flash's character. I liked how they did all the stuff with him. Except I like the occasional, like, oh, you know, I'm still new to being a superhero.
Right.
But him falling all the time, tripping over things all the time. It's like, if you're that fast.
Right. You'd think you wouldn't fall so much.
You'd think you'd be able to, because, I mean, as easily as he can see things moving really fast, it's like, shouldn't you be able to do some of the stuff? Like, okay, I mean, running on the side of a wall. Doing whatever, losing your footing makes a little more sense. But like he was like running, and he saw Superman turn and watch him run, and he's like, "Oh gosh!" And then he fell.
That part was fun, though.
That was cool. It was hilarious all around.
It was funny, but it's just—I mean, it was great. I loved his facial expression because he's like, "Oh, this guy can see me."
Oh god, because no one ever.
And sees the way, and the way he did it too—it was just kind of like, "Oh, I see you." Like,
yeah,
Superman didn't even like.
No, and also like. Firstly, resurrected Superman, like, super fast compared to the Flash,
right?
Now, I do gather they're still trying to show that, like, he's still a fairly new superhero kind of thing or whatever.
Right.
But it's, I mean, moving at the same speed maybe, but, like, he was just way faster than the Flash.
Yeah, definitely.
And I was like, that's... I don't know. I also never liked Superman, so...
Right.
Him being the way he was. Like, I like the fact that he came out like more like a homicidal killer.
Oh, he was kind of that way in the beginning.
Well, I've never seen Man of Steel, so I don't know. Like, I refuse to see it because I don't like Superman.
It's bad. It's really bad.
I mean, you should watch it for background.
No, you should. It's real bad.
Now, the fact that everyone's told me that he's just, you know, kind of killing and doing whatever... has actually made me want to see it.
Right.
Just because it's not Superman being Superman.
Don't kill his dad.
But.
I think what we got from this movie is putting the superheroes, all of them even, towards where they should be. Because Superman wasn't a Moby Dillhole at the end of this movie.
Thank goodness.
Which is what he's been in every movie up to this point. Killing people, yeah, he does that sometimes. Superman actually doesn't have a rule against
that. No. He's not actually the Boy Scout that everyone portrays him to be. But I've actually heard people say that came from Christopher Reeve's movies. Right. That he got the old Boy Scout.
But he's never been a mopey dill hole.
Yeah.
And that's what he's been in the first two Superman movies, or whatever you want to call Batman versus Superman and Man of Steel. And towards the end, especially, I really liked when they won and the thing exploded. And then Superman's like, I wish I was dead.
Yeah.
And then they laughed. And I was very happy because that, to me, is more what Superman should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're finally heading that direction. And that makes me happy.
I want Batman to still stay shooting people.
Well, I think he's older Batman, and older Batman has always been more of a run-and-gun type guy.
Yeah.
So I think he probably will. I think he might die soon, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of foreshadowing to it, so I'm kind of not surprised that they didn't kill him off.
Right.
But I was definitely thinking for a while there that I was like, oh, Batman's going to kill himself, because he keeps saying how he's like, oh, if I could have just traded positions with Superman, I would have. Oh, yeah. Let me die instead of him, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, you're leading up to this so much, and then you go off on a suicide mission trying to kill yourself, and Wonder Woman's like, no, I'm going to be the leader.
Right.
We're going to save you. We're going to help you out. We're going to do all this stuff.
So you're saying that Joss Whedon took this job because they're like, we'll let you kill him. Well, this wasn't his movie. This one he wasn't supposed to be part of.
He wasn't really supposed to change anything. He was just supposed to add jokes. And
Zack Snyder had to
step down because of family issues. And then Joss Whedon took over at that point. But originally he was only brought onto this movie to write jokes for the movie, basically. Oh, okay.
Well,
get it ready for...
I'm fine with him if he gets to kill Batman. That's great.
I'm just wondering if that's how they got sold it
to him. That'll probably be like one of my favorite movies.
They've already talked about doing a Nightwing movie.
I don't care.
Which could be their replacement for Batman as well. Bring that up, and they're also talked about a Batgirl movie that Joss Whedon's going to be helming.
Which Batgirl?
I don't know. I think they said Barbara Gordon, but I'm not 100% sure if they've said that for sure.
Well, I kind of forgot, too, how nice it is to have Joss part of it, because it did start out very Zack Snyder-y, which... can work in some situations, but it's always dark and gritty.
I didn't really feel like the movie changed at any point from dark and gritty to fun.
I felt it did kind of like a color hue. Like it was slow and gradual, but then you're just kind of like, oh, this is nice. This is lighthearted. I feel a little bit better. And then you're like, this is different from the beginning.
Oh, nah, I didn't notice that at all. I thought it felt this whole way
through. After the Superman bad mustache part. Because Batman really did make a lot of changes from his weird... super dark thing in the beginning. I'm using this guy to catch one of these parademons.
That was fun. I had fun throughout the whole
movie. It was very dark, though, at that point.
Yeah, but that actually seems like something Batman would do, though. Yeah. It's like, here, I'm going to use this guy, scare the crap out of him. He's like, what are you doing?
Old Batman would have branded the guy and then pushed him off the building.
Yeah, which I would have enjoyed as well.
Right. This Batman let him go.
Now, I don't understand, though, why, when the bug parademon whatever thing exploded on the wall there at the beginning, why it had the three mother boxes
symbols. The symbols in the wall? Yeah, I don't know.
That made no sense.
I forgot about that, frankly.
Maybe they're created by the mother boxes.
And then it's like,
originally?
Yeah, but why would they leave an imprint in something that they blew up on?
Oh, I didn't understand the weird...
We wanted to leave clues.
The weird tornado thing that... What's Steppenwolf traveled through?
The boom tubes?
That's a boom tube.
Yeah, that's normal. That's actually how they transport. When Darkseid comes, which that's what's going to be coming. Because he even said, Steppenwolf mentioned Darkseid at one point.
Which is a very unexplained...
Yeah, they didn't explain it.
Thing.
No.
Yeah. They usually have little remote control boxes that they use and they boom tube in and out.
Boom tubes are I can't remember if they're apocalyptic technology or if they're a new god technology.
I thought they were new gods.
I think they are too.
But I don't know DC well, right. So I'm not going to say that.
Steppenwolf even mentioned the new gods at one point, saying that he was going to become a new god finally.
Yeah.
Not saying, I'm going to become a new god. He said it like,
I'm going to be a new god.
Which is a group, a species in the DC universe.
Fun. Like, he said something about getting the Amazons to love him, so that was weird.
That was strange.
Yeah, he's like, you're all gonna love me. It's like, what?
No, I like this movie, though. The CG again? Diarrhea?
Which why?
It's a common theme that a lot of movies have a problem with, is practical effects are still very important in movies.
Yeah.
At no point, I don't believe there will ever be a point where CG can replace fully practical effects.
Like human.
No. Yeah.
Or whatever, human-esque.
Yeah. I mean, I think Avatar is probably the closest we're ever going to get where I didn't feel like that needed to have more practical effects.
But you couldn't really have the Avatar people with
real
humans.
They were never like really
together very often. Yeah. Because it's so terrible.
But the whole end fight scene where literally everything was CG, that was kind of like, if this was filmed in a real place, this would have been better.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Justice League, guys.
Yeah.
Better than I thought it would be.
I did like how they had at the end for the end credit. Well, but I mean, that happens.
Yeah,
like,
it happens.
Flash and Superman. Have raced
around
the world before.
For charity.
Yeah.
And it was nice that, like, we had Lois Lane for a little. They kept the relationships. Like, Marvel's been losing relationships.
That's another funny thing. In every Superman movie so far, I hate Lois Lane. Did not hate her in this movie.
And she was kind of mad at me.
I don't like when her and
her mom, Superman's mom,
were
in the same room. I kind of felt like there was an awkward tension between them, which was weird. They didn't really seem like.
I would say it's also one of those things you got to realize when they were initially talking there, Superman was still dead at that point.
Yeah.
So the mother who lost her son and the lady that lost her fiance.
Right.
Yeah. And they're just like, like, okay. So it's just an awkward moment. There's going to be the tension from that. I don't think it was just because of bad chemistry. Because I didn't notice anything off about it. It just seemed like two sad people talking about a lost loved one. Yeah.
I remember there being like an awkwardness, but I was happy to at least see Lois Lane around again. Though that does bring up my thoughts on the farm, which was again, Batman really cared.
That's not how bank works.
That's not how banks work. I just
bought the bank.
Yeah.
Well, and before that, when they foreclosed, they didn't foreclose on her overnight. And Batman didn't think to make sure that anybody was taken care of.
Did Superman was?
Yeah. My mom's name is Martha. Let's be friends. Yeah.
Well, let's not take care of Martha's.
He saved her.
But she didn't. He didn't take care of her in her time of need.
Yeah. I guess.
Didn't notice
and
that she got
lost her house.
And as depressed as
he was about, you know, Superman died. I should have instead of him.
Right.
You think he would have been making things better for Superman's mom at that point?
You'd think so.
Especially since, your name's Martha? My mom's name's Martha.
You want to be my mom?
Yeah.
You want to move into a mansion?
I don't care about your mom.
But yeah, I don't know.
But it did, it was nice that he bought the bank. Maybe that was why he bought the whole bank as an apology. Because that's also not how banks work.
Right.
Well.
Like, just buy the house.
The thing is, though, like.
From the bank.
Right.
That's what they do.
They'll take your money.
All the Batman anythings that I've seen, like. That's what Bruce Wayne always does, though. He just buys whatever, like the whole thing.
Yep.
Even in the
TV
show.
Hotel.
Yeah, even the TV show Gotham. Mm-hmm. Bruce Wayne, like, him and these other kids are trying to get into some club, and the guy was like, oh, yeah, I got an in, I'll do whatever. And, like, then they're like, no. And he's like, Bruce Wayne walks up and is like, oh, blah, blah, blah. They take, you see him walk over, talk to someone, and he comes back. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're good to go. He's like, what'd you do? Oh, I bought the place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it's like in every Batman entity out there. Like, he just buys stuff.
That's a superpower.
Yeah. Mine. Which he even says. I love that because the Flash is like, oh, what's your superpower? I'm rich.
Yeah. I still really want to see. There's a scene in one of the animated series where Green Lantern and Batman meet for the first time in a sewer. And Green Lantern's explaining what all of his powers are and stuff. And then he's asks Batman what Batman's powers are. And Batman doesn't say anything. And then he's like, wait, you're not just a crazy guy in a bat suit, are you? And Batman looks back and smiles at him. I want that in the movies.
Yeah, that'd be good. All right. So if you, I was going to say, speaking of Green Lantern and stuff like that, like, which version of Green Lantern do you want in a movie?
I want Jon Stewart.
Okay, good. I do too.
Yeah.
Like, it, as bad as the Ryan Reynolds film was,
right?
I'm just not a huge Hal Jordan fan.
Me neither.
Nah, bring Ryan Reynolds back.
Well, I would have no problem with that.
Right.
And the only thing I actually liked about that Green Lantern movie was the fact that Ryan Reynolds was the Green Lantern. Because I like him. I think it's funny. Sold
it. I like the actor who plays Sinestro. As Sinestro.
Yeah.
So if we could just bring Ryan Reynolds back as the same Green Lantern and then just have him die like right at the beginning. Maybe there's something big coming and he's out there fighting it and he dies.
Don't even give him lines. Don't so even he doesn't give him even lines. Get paid for his speaking part.
And then Jon Stewart takes over right then and there. I'm good. It'd make that movie canon in the universe, but it'd still make it like the third best DCEU movie.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we all liked it for the most part. I think I liked it more than you guys did, or I didn't like Thor as much as you did.
Yeah, I know you didn't like Thor as much as I did.
Right.
I don't know, you might like this more than I did, but...
Let's give it a rating, because Rotten Tomatoes, like I said, gave it a 39% last time I looked.
Yeah, which would be low in my opinion.
Yeah, so that's like a 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
So
I would give it a solid 7.
I would give it an 8.
I was going to give it a 7.
Yeah, so that's still way higher than what Rotten Tomatoes gave it.
Yeah.
I'd put it... Let's compare it to some Marvel movies here. I think it was better than Age of Ultron.
Well, yeah.
I think it was better than... I need to rearrange my orders. I think it was better than... I think it was probably mid-tier for
you.
For Marvel movies. Probably somewhere in here, but I need to rearrange these. So
I'm sorry, I think mid-tier. I mean, I'd probably put it above... At least some of the... Yeah, I'd say probably about mid-tier. Yeah.
Mine's probably too. A little bit lower than mid-tier. But...
Right. And we still got to put Spider-Man up here eventually.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, decent movie. I think we're heading the right way, finally, for this DCEU.
Yeah.
But we should talk about the after credits.
We should talk about the after credits. We already talked about Superman and the Flash racing.
The race.
But at the very end... We see the guards at, I assume, Blackgate. I haven't actually paid attention to see what prison they're at.
No.
Was it not Arkham?
Arkham's for the criminally insane. and that's a Gotham. They go in to check on Lex Luthor.
Yep.
And then they turn him around, and it's not Lex Luthor, some other bald guy laughing. And he almost seems like he's been Joker gassed, honestly. They don't say that. They don't allude to it at all, really, but the way he's laughing seems very Joker-esque.
I agree, because I actually thought it was a hint at Joker.
Me too,
because
at first,
because I know that a lot of people didn't like Joker in the Suicide Squad. There are issues. Like who he might be.
Oh, yeah, in that storyline.
Yeah, there's like
if this was a hint at the real Joker?
Oh, that'd be scary.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Because there's a fan theory that Jared Leto Joker is not the real Joker.
I'd be perfectly fine with that.
Yeah. The fan theory states that it is Jason Todd, one of the ex-Robins.
Oh.
Because there is, especially...
Wait, that Jason Todd was the Suicide Squad Joker?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'd be fine with that.
That, because if you look at the Robin costume with the spray paint on it, in Batman's Sanctuary or whatever in Batman vs. Superman, there are two puncture holes, like bullet holes on it. And then if you see shirtless Joker, Jared Leto Joker, he has scars in the exact same place.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
And then he has like a bird tattooed on him that looks like a Robin, and he has like a J somewhere tattooed on him, and everyone's like, oh, that's Joker. Or it's like, or it's Jason.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, because there was something about Jason also had that or not. I thought there was something with the J was...
Could be Jason, could be Joker, yeah. But then there's also the fact that this Joker actually shows...
Emotion,
that he actually cares about Harley Quinn, which is not something the real Joker would do. Like when he pushed her, or she jumped into the vat, the real Joker wouldn't have jumped in after her.
Nope.
But a Robin would.
Yep.
Who feels that need to still kind of be the hero, even though he's broken.
Yeah.
Would jump into that.
Came and saved her.
Came and saved her.
Later on, yeah. Even.
So there's a popular fan theory that Jared Leto's Joker is just an insane Jason Todd Robin.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that, actually.
So what if that was a hint towards the real Joker? Because Jason Todd Joker, or not Jason Todd, sorry.
Jared Leto
Joker doesn't use Joker gas that we've ever seen that makes people laugh and go insane. What if the real Joker does?
Yeah. You know what they need to do? They need to just make Mark Hamill the Joker.
Yeah, that would be good.
Like, because he would be older in this theory.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Batman's old, so he would also be older because of that. That'd be really cool.
And of course, he could do it and would have the right voice.
Oh, yeah. He'd have the perfect voice.
Since, you know, he was the Joker forever.
Yeah.
Well, you got that. And then, like, Harley Quinn, wasn't she created by the cartoon?
Yeah.
So it kind of plays into the voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn came from the animated series. Yeah, that'd be a good... That'd be really cool. I doubt it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Again, they're not going to.
Way too much credit to DC.
Yeah, that's assuming that they know how to use their brain.
Right. If
submit your idea.
I really want to be able to write for the DCEU, because I'm not a writer by any means, but I think I could do better than what we've gotten so far.
I think a lot of people could do better.
I couldn't. I don't know the rules.
Anyway, we were talking about the end credit. So then we see Lex Luthor on a yacht.
Yep.
And we see Deathstroke board the yacht, Slade Wilson.
Yep.
And they talk for a little bit, and he mentions wanting that
to make our own league.
Lex Luthor mentions that the heroes made a league, so now they want to make their own league, which could be pointing towards
the Legion of Doom.
Legion of Doom, Injustice Society. They have like 90 different names for their team.
They need the floating helmet.
That's
base.
What I want to see too. Yes.
It needs to be the Legion of Doom.
Okay. If we see a Legion of Doom or Injustice Society or whatever, which I'm hoping we eventually see, other than the two villains we already know are going to be in it, what other villain do you want to see?
Jared Leto, Joker.
No,
actually Jason Todd.
Hell's not. No,
reveal it. He sees Batman, and Batman's like, Robin, like,
right.
Have that moment.
That could be interesting.
That would be awesome.
Okay, that would be kind of cool. No, I think... oh my gosh, I totally didn't even think about this. Going back to a little bit, talking about the movie and the different characters. Aquaman. I don't even know if we really talked about Aquaman.
Not a lot.
And how stupid it was the way that he acted, like, throughout the whole fight scene. Like, that did not strike me as
Which
Aquaman. The only fight scene he was in.
No, he fought underwater once.
I believe it was a water scene.
Oh, yeah, that was... Okay, sorry. Yeah, that was the box getting taken, the mother box, whatever. Like, he barely did anything there.
Right.
It was mostly other Atlanteans fighting.
Yep.
But after that, like, the big fight scene with all the parademons and
the middle of wherever
side road.
The one where he yelled, "My man!"
Yeah, like, all the time and doing stuff. And they're like, "Woohoo!" It seemed like he was a crazy person. I was like, this is not Aquaman. I did not like any of that.
Right. I did like, again, it's not really Aquaman for what happened, but I did like when he was sitting on the Lasso of Truth and was telling
him
all that stuff.
That was great.
That was hilarious.
That was awesome.
It's like, I don't want to die. You're hot. Oh, that was a great part of the movie.
That was.
But yeah, no, that didn't super
seem like Aquaman. No, most of the stuff is just like, what's going on?
Yeah.
This is just some random dude. This is not Aquaman.
I also do like that they put in Atlantean magic with the water bending and stuff like that.
That was cool.
Yeah, because Aquaman himself doesn't super do it, because I just don't think he's good at it. But there are lots of other Atlanteans who can fully control water. Like Aqualad from Young Justice can form weapons with water.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of starting to get into the theory, though, that Zack Snyder didn't like blondes.
Oh, yeah.
Because Flash, isn't he supposed to be a light-colored haired?
Yeah, he's blonde in the comics.
That's what I thought.
Barry Allen Flash.
Barry Allen. Comics, yeah. And Aquaman is normally blonde.
Yeah. But in all fairness, though, anything they've been doing lately with live-action stuff, like Barry Allen and the TV show Flash.
Yeah, he's a brunette.
He's got dark hair, too.
I know, it's just to go to the roots. It's just interesting to me that that would have added kind of a diversity of hair color. Right. And didn't. Like, they just all have dark hair.
Yeah, but I mean, Bruce Wayne normally does.
Yeah, Superman does.
Wonder Woman does.
Well,
if they had a Green Arrow and made him blonde, that'd be weird. Or not blonde, black hair.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
I was going to say, make him blonde. I'm like, he's supposed to be blonde.
Yeah, he's supposed to be blonde.
Except for in The Arrow. Again, a TV show.
He's not brown hair. Yeah. But, anyway. And bad guys that we want to see.
Why I brought up Aquaman was, like, I want him to fight Black Manta.
Right.
And I want Black Manta to be a part of the Legion of Doom, because he normally is.
Yep. What about you, Brenda? Anyone you want to see?
Yeah. Joker, Jared Leto, Harley Quinn.
Right. I want Gorilla Grodd.
Gorilla Grodd would be a good one.
No. Do not bring CG into this movie.
They already did it.
Don't bring it back.
Just borrow the one from the Flash show.
They still have Superman. CG. They still have Batman. They still have the Flash. Right. They're going to be using CG. I mean, all of this stuff is going to be CG regardless.
Right.
You're not going to get away from it.
Now, that's a good point, is they're going to be fighting against Superman.
Yeah. So everything's going to be CG'd out the butt.
Well, yeah. But we're also going to need a heavy hitter
on the
Justice Society side. Someone's got to be able to stand up against Superman. It could be Black Adam.
Yeah.
The Rock is already set to play Black Adam. So he could be the closest thing that can stand up to Superman. Maybe they'd bring in Brainiac. I think Brainiac's more of a standalone now. I mean, in the old cartoons, he was a member of the
League of Doom.
Yeah, League of Doom.
Legion of Doom.
Yeah.
It's like League. No, that's the wrong word.
But
I didn't say League of Their Own, didn't he, or something?
Yeah, they'll just do League of Their Own. I mean, baseball players.
But I think at this point he's more of a standalone. He doesn't really work with people well anymore. We've already done Doomsday, so you can't get him back. He's dead.
Yeah, and I know they're going to eventually have Darkseid, but he's not a part of any of that.
Yeah, so he wouldn't play well with others either.
He'd be trying to kill them too.
Metallo, maybe?
Poison Ivy?
Poison Ivy wouldn't stand up to Superman.
Yeah.
Although, I could see Poison Ivy. I want to see a Poison Ivy. I think they're doing that in the Birds of Prey show, a movie, though, that they've talked about, maybe.
Yeah. What about, like, Captain Cold?
Although it wouldn't stand up to Superman. I'm looking for someone to stand up against Superman.
Freeze Ray?
Yeah, if you could hit him.
Superman actually used his ice breath in this movie for the first time that I could think of. I don't think he's used ice breath before.
I think that was to show he was different.
Yeah.
That's how I took it. I'm like, ah, this is to show us he's a different kind of Superman.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to think, because I mean, looking at the Legion of Doom, like, from, like, the old cartoon and everything.
Right.
It's like, I mean, they had Solomon Grundy, but it's like, I don't think he could stand up to Superman. I know he's really strong, but I don't. And Gorilla Grodd, either one, I don't think they're quite to that level. I mean, they're super strong, but they're not Superman strong.
Right. I think they've pumped up so much strength in this Superman that it's going to be hard to find somebody who can go blow.
But what about Superman? What about Lex Luthor in, like, his, you know, his mech armor? Suit?
Maybe. That could do it.
I don't see that as just armor. It's damn near a mech suit.
Yeah.
Because
but he knows his weakness, so he's going to prepare for it.
Yeah.
Maybe if it's kryptonite powered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kryptonite powered, you know, maybe infused in the fist or something, you know.
Yeah. I can see that. Him in Black Adam.
Yeah.
That should be good.
And then if you have, like, a Gorilla Grodd or a Solomon Grundy in there just for a little extra strength.
Plus, you got to have someone to fight Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And Aquaman. Aquaman's super strong here, too.
Yeah.
And we could put a bunch of ropes on the ground to trip Flash.
Which, though, I mean, Gorilla Grodd is a common bad guy for the Flash.
He is, yes.
So.
Captain Cold in this world just freezes the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flash is done. Ugh. Does Cyborg have a villain?
In all honesty, outside of seeing Teen Titans,
right,
cartoons and stuff, I know nothing about Cyborg.
95% of the time, Cyborg is a Teen Titan, even in the comics.
Yeah. Well, I don't read the comics. Never have.
I mean, Slade, I guess, could be the villain for Cyborg.
But that almost always seemed more like it was a Robin villain than more so, yeah. Cyborg.
Yeah. Okay, we talked about Injustice Society or whatever, enough. Who do you want to see join the Justice League from here on? New Justice League members. Because I would like to see a Green Lantern.
Well, yeah. I would too. And being the Justice League, that's actually one of the staple characters. Although I think it would be fun for them to go a completely different route. And I'm trying to remember the squirrel's name.
Oh, the one that got hit by a car? That's how he died. He got ran over.
I just think it'd be hilarious to have the squirrel. I mean, in all honesty,
right?
One of my favorites other than the squirrel is Kilowog.
Kilowog's really cool. I doubt they'd let him join Earth's Justice League,
though. No, probably not. But it would have to be one of the other ones. You know what they probably do if they do add one? They're going to add Guy Gardner.
You think?
Yeah, because they'll go the stupidest route possible.
Yeah.
They'll be like, well, we've already used Hal Jordan in the standalone Green Lantern, and that didn't go over well, so let's not use him. Everyone's like, oh, John Stewart? No, let's go with Guy Gardner.
Yeah.
Because we're smart.
We have a representative.
And he has to have a stupid bowl cut, too.
Yep.
He has to look dumb.
Who would play Guy Gardner?
The guy that played as Ron Weasley? Skimo
Bowl Cut. Oh, that'd be so dumb.
They would. So they'd probably do it.
Probably do it. Oh, that's sad. But yeah, a Lantern. Preferably not Guy Gardner.
You know, they should do the guy that played as Abraham in The Walking Dead.
He'd make a good Guy Gardner.
Though. Yeah. I actually just thought about it. I was like, wow, you know, he'd actually probably do it well, too. I think he could play the douchey guy pretty well. I think
he could pretty well, too.
What about like a Martian Manhunter?
Right.
Like with the white Martians, right? The white Martians, is that what they're called?
Yeah, white
can
Martians.
Can they take on Superman? Could they be a bad guy for
Martians?
Because that could be a way to introduce him.
Are in the DC universe, Martians are arguably the strongest
species.
Everything because they have afraid the strength. Of fire? They're just afraid of fire. They just have the strength. They have the strength and abilities of Superman. And then they can also phase through things, change their density, shape-shift, read minds, fry brains with telepathic beings.
See, if they already didn't have Cyborg, who's, you know, obviously robotic.
Right.
I would have liked them to have another robot person, but I'd like them to have Red Tornado.
Oh, yeah, Red Tornado's awesome.
But at the same time, I don't see them having another robot since they already have Cyborg, which probably not a robot, but...
I think... So our Justice League so far, kind of a sausage fest.
If you think about it.
So maybe
welcome to superhero teams.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe add another female character like
Black Canary.
Black Canary could be one. If you want to go into magic, we could use Zartana.
Oh yeah.
Magon.
Vixen even.
Ooh, I like Vixen.
Yeah. Magon. Miss Martian.
Miss Martian.
She's more of a young Justice or Justice League.
Yeah, but they've already hinted at that.
Cyborg's more of a Teen Titan.
That's true. That is true.
Could be his.
Raven. Get Love Raven. You put Raven in and I'll watch everything no matter how crappy it is.
They're making a Teen Titans show. TV show. And Raven's cast in it.
Ooh.
I can't remember when or what channel that's supposed to be on. I think it's CW. But I'm not 100% on that.
Well, CW owns a lot of it already, so you'd think it would be them.
Because originally it was going to be TNT, I think. And I think CW bought it from them or something. I'm not sure.
That's somewhat better, I guess.
Right.
Well, think about poor Supergirls, that TV show.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about that.
Well, just don't watch the first season.
Well,
there's no point.
The only thing I've seen with her in it
is the musical.
No, well, that and then the Flash Arrow Legends of Tomorrow crossover with the
she's actually aliens. A lot better in those because she's written by different people.
And she was still horrible.
Yeah, she's a lot better in those.
I know, that's why I'm like, I refuse to watch the show.
Yeah.
Well, But what do you think is the most logical for the next movie, considering that we never got to, is it Doomsday?
Doomsday, yeah.
We never got to Doomsday, plus now we've got this Legion of Doom forming.
Right.
Where are we going with the next?
I'm betting the next movie is going to be Legion of Doom. And then the third will probably be Darkseid.
Yeah, because they're going to need time to recoup and do everything. I almost imagine with Darkseid coming and doing everything, the Legion of Doom is going to have to team up with the Justice League to fight them.
That might even happen.
That's what I'm wondering, yeah.
Yeah.
The hint makes me think.
Or the remnants of the Legion of Doom, because you know they're probably going to kill off some of the villains, because that's what they do in superhero films. Like, here's a guy in one film, now he's dead.
So we'll have the Justice League, the whatever's remaining of the Legion of Doom, and the Suicide Squad.
Remaining from the Justice League.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whatever's remaining of Suicide Squad against Darkseid in the third movie, probably.
Yeah, because Darkseid's obviously not coming alone. He's going to have all of his people.
It's going to be an expensive movie.
Yeah.
That's a heavy cast.
Probably. We might even have Orion, Darkseid's son.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why stuff happens. He could be a Justice League person. Never been a huge fan of his, but. What's his name? Is it Mr. Amazing? He's a magician. He's Darkseid's, his adopted son. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember the names of a lot of Darkseid's people.
Anyway. We're going to have Granny Goodness.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. I was trying to think of, like, Mother or something, but I was like, no, that's not great.
Granny Goodness.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff. DC is a well of villains that we barely scratched the surface with. This we've had like 9 Jokers and no Brainiac.
Riddlers.
Yeah. I mean, I want a good Riddler. That'd be cool. Like a decent Riddler.
Yeah, one that's actually well thought out.
Yeah.
Not like, I like Jim Carrey as an actor a lot.
Right.
I hated his Joker just because it's like that was the Joker playing the Riddler.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like
completely agree.
That was not the Riddler. Like in Gotham, I love the Riddler.
He's
a
lot closer to being.
The Riddler. That's how the Riddler's supposed to be.
He's a young Riddler.
Yeah, he's supposed to be the person that's thinking through things, super methodical, has every aspect thought out.
Right. I've changed my mind, guys.
You want Riddler now?
I want Riddler on the Injustice League or whatever it is, Legion of Doom. I want him to be just intellectually Batman's equal. So while everyone else is fighting their counterpart on the Injustice League, like punching, Riddler and Batman are going at each other with puzzles and crap like that in the background, figuring out what's going
on. Playing a game of chess.
Yeah, playing a game of chess or something like that. That's what I want.
But isn't Lex Luthor kind of acting that way? The way he's being like a crazy, shaky weirdo?
It's not the same.
Well, yeah. Like,
because the Riddler wants to lose. He wants you to be someone who can figure out his puzzles. He just, most people can't.
Yeah.
He's too
intellectual for you to be able to understand his puzzles. He wants you to solve his puzzles.
Yeah. Lex Luthor doesn't want to lose.
No, Lex Luthor wants to just dominate.
Downbeat, the Riddler wants to lose. That's why he does it in puzzles and games instead of just shooting you in the face. But yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I'm trying to think though. Like, I know there's other ones I'd like to see, both on both sides of that. You know, Legion of Doom or Justice League,
right?
They wouldn't do it for one, and for two, there'd really be no point to them doing it. Other than he's one of my favorite characters. I would love to see Booster Gold.
Yeah.
I love Booster Gold.
Booster Gold is a time-traveling sports star from the future who comes back in time to become the greatest superhero ever.
Because he's super lame and nobody likes him in the future.
Yep.
So he comes back in time and he's like a superhero that can actually do stuff.
Yep. Really fun.
I like him a lot and I like Blue Beetle a lot. And I think they should use the Blue Beetle. I think that'd be amazing. And if you do use the Blue Beetle, you can have other Beetles for the Legion of Doom.
Right.
Super strong people that actually know how to use their suits that might actually give Superman a run for their money.
Yep. And we could, if we do get a just Green Lantern too, we could have a Red Lantern on the Legion, or a Yellow Lantern, Sinestro or Atrocitus.
Why not both?
Or both. I just want a good Green Lantern movie, guys. I want a good War of Colors movie.
We should have the remaining orange.
Yeah.
Lantern as well. I want it all.
I just want a good
Lantern film.
Rainbow War. I don't know what to call it. Where it's just all the different color lanterns fighting.
Here's an idea. Don't make their outfits CG.
Yeah, 100% don't make their outfits CG. That's dumb. I mean, Batman's suit in this movie was clearly made out of rubber. Like, you saw him pull it up, and it's like, oh, wow, that's literally just rubber.
And at one point, when he was at the beginning, he was jumping off the building to do something, like, and the way that he turned, you could tell it was almost like, oh, gosh. I forgot his name. Played as the Vulture in Spider-Man. Michael...
I don't think his name's Michael.
Or no.
Now I'm forgetting.
Something Keaton?
Yeah, Michael Keaton.
Okay, it was like when he was in it, like, and he turned and he looked, you know, and he has to, like, almost turn the whole body because they couldn't turn. Like,
it's like that. He had to do that. Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, like, pretty much had to turn his whole body to kind of turn and look.
Right.
It was like the whole thing. So he was like, yeah, his suit's real.
Yep.
It barely functions.
But overall, good movie, guys, right?
Yeah, as a whole.
Makes me hopeful for whatever the next... I think it's still Aquaman comes out in December.
Which I'm not looking forward to. I'm not looking
forward to that now either, honestly.
But. Because the way they've done Aquaman, which I was like... If they would have made him more brooding,
right,
kind of like how they had in the Justice League and Justice League Unlimited with that kind of Aquaman where he was just like...
Right. I still don't off and, want to see it, honestly.
And everything. But I thought that's how they're going to run him. Like, that kind of, like, I don't want to deal with you guys. Stay away from me.
Yeah.
Atlanteans don't want to deal with you.
Get out of the ocean or we're going to war type guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted that. And then when it's like, okay, we need to work with you because we have in the past because of the fact of, you know, all the mother boxes are being taken. But that's the only reason he's willing to work with them. Not just...
Yeah.
And then at the... When that's done, he's like, okay,
not some
I'm out.
Boozy alcoholic.
Yeah, this is...
Who's like, not, who's not the king of Atlantis.
Let's go do this! Yeah.
So his whole movie is going to be about him going back to Atlantis and becoming king.
King, yeah.
Which is gonna suck.
if they do it right, now, or if it's, who's doing
it? It's reverse little
is Joss
mermaid.
Doing it?
I don't think he's doing it directly, but he's in charge now.
I really want them to have some of, like, the crazy villains that he has, like Tiger Shark. And...
Yeah, probably won't happen.
No, it's not going to. I'm assuming, if anything, it'll be Black Manta.
Right. Probably just Black Manta.
And that'll be it. Because they're friends originally, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be the betrayal of that, and then he's going to run off to the Legion of Doom.
Right.
But...
It's going to be lame.
Yeah.
Did you guys notice that they talked about a time where Atlantis and Amazonia were, or it's not Amazonia, Atlantis and
Themyscira
were at war at one point? They talked, like, it was just a throwaway line, but they talked about those two places went to war at one point.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I wish that was a movie.
Yeah, that would be cool, but not going to happen.
Yeah, not going to happen. Maybe Flashpoint? They went to war in Flashpoint.
Now, okay, here's the thing. Like, they're going to be making a Flashpoint movie, right?
Supposedly.
So how much is going to change?
A lot, if it does anything like Flashpoints did.
But I mean, like, for the movies, like, are they going to drastically change everything?
I don't know. If they did it like Flashpoint, then yes. If they're just doing this, like, the episode of Flash that where they did Flashpoint, then probably not. So we'll see. They haven't started filming yet, as far as I know. Anyway, we're over time, so we're going to call it.
Yeah.
Overall, go see Justice League. It's not as bad as the critics make it sound.
Yeah, which is kind of weird, because almost everyone that I know that has seen it, they told me that, yeah, there's the I had problems with a couple things, but as a whole, it was a really good film.
Yeah.
Like, even one of my buddies that I work with, he was like, yeah, he's like, yeah, there's a few things I wish they would have done differently, but he's like, I already saw it twice. And that was before I saw
it. I want to see it again,
friend. I saw it on Saturday.
Yeah.
Only, like, technically 2 days, I mean, the next day after it came out, but two days after, because, you know, they start coming out on Thursdays instead of Fridays now. But he's like, he had already seen it twice before I saw it once, and it was like, it barely been out. It hadn't even been out a whole weekend at that point.
Right.
So.
I want to see it again.
Yeah.
So.
I don't want to go see it again, but I don't rewatch movies a lot, so.
Yeah. Well, I'll watch it again on, like.
$2 theater?
Yeah, just.
On DVD.
Redbox.
Yeah.
Yeah. But probably if, like, one of the streaming services pick it up, I'll watch it.
Well, we're probably going to buy it.
Or if I rent it for free, randomly.
There you go. All right. Well, we'll call that a night, guys. For your homework, if you haven't yet finished watching The Punisher.
Yep.
And start watching The Runaways. Came out, I believe, Tuesday on Hulu.
Yeah, probably.
So start watching both those. Finish watching both those. Maybe we'll talk about them next week. Other than that, good night.
Bye!
This has been a Nerddom production.